نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون صدق الله العظيم Today I would like to talk about the glorious Quran, how it was compiled and preserved, and how authentic it is in comparison to other divine books. Non-Muslims and Muslims alike have doubts about the Quran's authenticity, precision, and preservation at one point or another during their lifetime. It is because of our own lack of knowledge that we ask questions such as, is the Quran read today the same as the one revealed to our blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or how authentic was the method in which it was preserved? It is our responsibility to clarify the uncertainties we have in order to become the faithful and pious Muslims as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam desired us to be. We will learn about what happened to the Quran during the revelation period of 23 years, and also what action was taken to preserve it fully and completely after the demise of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We will also discover the very many steps taken to ensure the safeguarding and validity of the Holy Quran that we currently recite. Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Surely we ourselves reveal the reminder, and we most certainly as guardian. This being the direct speech of Allah, He states that He is the guardian of the Quran, and that He Himself will make sure the Quran is preserved in its entirety. The Quran also claims that it is a well-guarded tablet and is protected from any physical and material change from ever occurring. The language of the Quran is also a key factor in the preservation of the Quran. The language in which it is first revealed must continue to exist. This is because if the language becomes outdated, so too will the scripture. Allah has also guaranteed that the language that was revealed and has and always remained in use and never become obsolete, as has happened with some of the other languages. During the time of revelation was also an age of illiteracy in Arabia. However, Muslims at the time memorized the whole Quran. Despite the widespread illiteracy, those who had the ability to write had created written copies of the Quran. Many of these were preserved. Some are still available to view at museums around the world. Comparisons between them and the current Quran showed they're exactly the same. Moreover, the Quran itself provides internal evidence of its compilation. Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, فِي كِتَابٍ مَكْنُونَ لَا يَمَسُّهُ إِلَّا الْمُطَهَّرُونَ. In a book well preserved, none can touch it except the purified one. This shows that the Quran itself claims to be a book, not scattered sheets. This lets us know that even during the early stages, various passages were available in written form. Another well-known example is when Umar radiallahu anhu went to exterminate his sister for accepting Islam and heard her reciting the 20th chapter of the Quran. He wished to see and hold the Quran in his hand. This proves that the revealed portion of the Quran was already in a text format. Evidence also suggests that the revelations were written down immediately or soon after Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam received them. Soon after Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam received them, Abu Dawood reported on the authority of Uthman radiallahu anhu that was habitual for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that whenever a verse was revealed, he would call upon a scribe to write down the revelation in its proper chapter. During the 23 years of revelation, many incomplete chapters existed at the time since revelations were not necessary in order. One of the most renowned scribes of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu. Additionally, there were other scribes in the absence of Zayd as well, some of them being Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, Zubair bin Awam, Abdullah bin Sa'd, and Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu. Soon after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made his demise, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was chosen to become Khalifa of the Muslims. Even though he was only able to rule for 2 years, he realized the need to collect all the chapters of the Quran and compile them together. At that moment, manuscripts of the Quran were held by many of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At the order of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu announced that anyone that held any segment of the Quran directly given or narrated to them by Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam should bring it to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. The manuscripts brought needed to be attested by two witnesses. Zayd radiallahu anhu and other companions memorized the Quran also verified the manuscripts. Even after all this authentication was confirmed, there needed to be an individual who witnessed that he heard the manuscript directly from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mouth. This is how attentive and cautious the companions were when it came to compiling the Quran. When these manuscripts were compiled, only a single volume existed which contained the intact Quran. After Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu passed away, it was transferred to Umar radiallahu anhu, and after him it was shifted to Hafsa, daughter of Umar radiallahu anhu. She was also one of the widows of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. During the revelation period, there were seven different dialects among the Arabs. From those, the Quraysh dialect was the purest and richest. During the Khilafah of Uthman radiallahu anhu, Islam was very widespread in Arabia. As a result, many tribes began to recite the Quran in their own dialects. Several words in the Quraysh dialect meant a different thing when it was pronounced in another dialect. Uthman radiallahu anhu was therefore very concerned that people would start reciting the Quran in their own way and misunderstand the message. In many places such as Armenia, Syria, and Iraq, there was a noticeable distinction in the form of qiraat and modes of recitation. Uthman radiallahu anhu recognized that such minor differences in pronunciations were allowed as one day the Quran would be widespread and there would be variations in text and interpretation in all cultures would recite the Quran in a slightly different manner. In order to prevent this from happening, he ordered that all private copies of the Quran, even the swords held by people, should be burned. Each and every companion agreed with the decision. After burning the private copies of the Quran, he had another major objective: to make the official copy of the Quran available to all. He acquired the authentic copy made during Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's time, and then had it transcribed for distribution. Again, Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu was engaged in making the transcriptions. Afterwards, 12 other scribes were appointed to transcribe under the direct supervision of Uthman. All 12 of these individuals were at one point a scribe of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These new certified copies were then sent to the governors of territories inhabited by Muslims. With time, Muslims created additional copies of the Quran from the official ones sent by Uthman radiallahu anhu. Something to keep in mind is that the vowel marks in the Quran were not added yet. This was because the Arabs knew how to read them. These would be added by Ali radiallahu anhu during his Khilafat. These vowels would be of assistance to the non-Arabs in order to correctly pronounce the Quran. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand the true teaching of Islam, and may He give us tawfiq to appreciate and value this great blessing of Quran. Assalamu alaikum.